7:36 now.
Tell our family and friends we'll miss them loads.
Yeah, right. Of course you will.
That's
yeah.
Liz, Anya and Carl Hickbread. So they're touring Italy.
I love them.
Have you, heard anything from Mr. Kilty?
No,
oh,
nothing.
Right. Okay.
He's busy, you know?
Yeah.
I have heard that from somebody at Radio 2 who spends a lot of time trying to get rid of Toblerone-esque mentions.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're not doing a great job. Poor Jeremy Vine was had again.
I know.
Jeremy Vine gets done on a daily basis now. It's got to the point where we've stopped playing clips of Jeremy Vine.
Actually, no, there's one more.
Oh, really?
Let's do one more.
Did you see there was a picture that somebody from a radio station put on Twitter over the weekend, which was a board with all of the different yes. things to look out for and certain names, and said,
oh, I didn't see that.
Ah, it was brilliant. It was so good. It was like, look out for, I don't know what the station was, but they had this, you know, one of those Nobbo board things with the pen on, and it was all these kind of funny names.
Brilliant.
Like, you know, like the ones that are Mike... Ox something, right? And they did all the different variations of those.
It was like a memo to all staff. It was brilliant.
Well, I still love them.
Also, got to say hello to Jason Easton saying, one extra, yo, can I get a shout out to my best mate, Dan Gleebles, who's in hospital.
Dan Gleebles.
And he's locked in right now. No problem at all.
Oh, he's in hospital, poor old Dan Gleebles there.
Okay, hi, loving the show. Big up to our good friend, Tom Otto. All the best. He marries the lovely cauliflower.
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 Do you want to hear Jeremy Vine?
Yeah.
Jeremy Vine gets done pretty much every day. All right. I haven't heard this yet, but I see what it's called, and it's making me smile already.
I got a message on my Twitter, and I had to go on the iPlayer and listen.
Okay.
And I did. Right. And I listened to it about 20 times. It's brilliant.
So you can do that if you'd like to. Drew Peacock is in Maidstone and says, if I see a flying ant's nest near the house, I add bleach to boiling water and that does the trick. It's not a nice way to go, though. My granny used to do that.
Who's that from again, Jeremy?
So you can do that if you'd like to. Drew Peacock is in Maidstone.
Drew Peacock?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He even, says it so fast and it works even better.
And then Scott Mills as well.
Harry Beck, that's one, in Shavington. Hi. Womp away.
Harry, Shavington.
Harry Beck.
Nice.
In
nice.
Shavington.
Nice. That's
really?
Brilliant.
Nice.
I mean, that's even a weak one, but I can't believe it got through. But yeah, if you don't get the Jeremy Vine one, then that's Drew. There.
So you can do that if you'd like to. Drew Peacock is in Maidstone and says, if I see a flying ant's nest near the...
Give me a second, I need to get my stories...